Welcome to episode 449 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much our world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, and George. TRS Coral is an adult-only resort in Cancun. It's just one segment of the Grand Palladium Complex. George recently had a stay at TRS Coral and is here to tell us all about it. So, why'd you pick there?
We knew we wanted to go back to Cancun because we like it there, and I wanted to try a different resort, and I kind of had wanted something mid-budget because some of the stuff I was looking at was just outrageous. And TRS happened to fit the bill. I book a year and a half in advance, so the pricing's usually pretty good. The pricing was great. I only do swim out rooms, and they have swim out rooms, so it fit pretty much everything we were looking for.
Cool. So, I mean, you do a lot of all-inclusives in the Cancun area. What you really like about this particular one?
So, when I first booked it, I knew that TRS Coral is part of Grand Palladium. So, it's a giant resort. It's a giant complex composed of three resorts. You have Grand Palladium. You have Family Selection, which is Grand Palladium families only club level. And then you have TRS Coral, which is basically adult only club level. So every room has a butler. If you want to call them, I would say they were a little bit more than concierges. Our two butlers were fantastic. I can't say enough things about Lisbeth. She was, no matter what I needed, she was on top of it. So I would definitely look for her next time. So we got to know her pretty well throughout the week. The rooms were great. Bathrooms are big. We travel with our adult daughters in a separate room, but bathroom privacy, shall we say, is important. This wasn't as private as some, but it did have a curtain you could pull across, at least across the bathroom. So that was nice for them, because I don't know how many times you're working on a quote for a client and it's two ladies going together and you can find a two queen room, but then you look at the bathroom and there's no door. The whole thing's completely wide open. Yeah. Like, you got to be really, really friendly with that person.
And yeah. Even when there's a curtain, like, a lot of them are designed so that even when the curtain's pulled all the way around, you can still see the reflection from the mirror because it's strategically placed in the wrong spot. So you could sit on the bed and see inside the shower and vice versa. And it's just, I don't know.
We did not have that. There was a wall between the bedroom and the bathroom, and then the curtain kind of pulled around in a circle. But yeah, so that one fit pretty much everything we were looking for. And the difference here is the swim out rooms are truly unique to you. They do not connect to the main pool. They're just for the people that book swim out rooms. They're a I'm trying to think what you would call it. Like the black and green marble is what they tile the pool with. So they were kind of dark. They actually would have squares or triangles right in the middle of the pool that would have a palm tree in it. So if you're like me and you burn pretty easily, it was really nice to be able to float in the swim up and have palm trees around that you could kind of hide underneath every so often to get some shade.
So was it like several rooms sharing the swim out though, or was?
Yeah. So there was probably 12 maybe.
Okay. So it was almost 12 like
or
a river.
15 rooms. Kind of. Yeah. Yep. But in most resorts, like if you go to Majestic, it's kind of the same thing, but on the other side of the pool, there's loungers. So anybody that's not in a swim up can use that pool too. But this one had a waist high wall if you were on the other side of it. Which actually worked out pretty good. So when we first walked in, we had two regular junior swim ups booked, and one of the hotel workers came over and said, "Hey, I got a upgrade available if you're interested. And I'm like, maybe. So we went back and forth a little bit. And what he had was a junior swim up beachside. So it's one of the first handful of rooms down toward the beach end. The advantage to that room is it borders the main pool. So you could walk into the water across to the infinity edge and wave your little stainless steel cup, and the pool servers would come running and fill your cup up in your pool.
Oh, and then at lunchtime, you got me now, George.
They actually had an outdoor kitchen at the pool too. So you could flag the guy down at lunchtime and they'd come over and take your lunch order and bring it back. And it would come in like the Japanese steamers, like you would get that stack all up made out of bamboo. And they'd bring a whole stack of them with all your food in it, hand it to you in the pool. And you just walk over to your room and it was great. That was such a worthy upgrade.
I'm pretty loyal to my chosen AIs, but I'm being swayed. I
feel yeah.
There's a lot of options out there.
Pretty good. Yeah. There was, yeah.
So I have a question about your butler. Did you have like a phone to call her or
WhatsApp?
WhatsApp. Okay.
Yep. Cool. And they used it really well. You would send a message, you get a reply right away. You knew which butler was on. Every morning you'd get a great big huge text of all the different things going on and different restaurants and when they were open. And she'd text us every morning and say, hey, you got a dinner reservation here at this time, is that still good? And like, I can't say enough good things about the butler that we had. She was great.
That's cool. So yep. Tell us about the restaurants, George.
So because as a TRS Coral guest, you have access to all the restaurants at TRS Coral and Family Selection and Grand Palladium, and they have this thing called The Village, which is sort of like a little retail and dining and entertainment area that's in between all three resorts. There were more restaurants than I knew what to do with. There were a handful we never even got to on seven nights. So the only thing that I wasn't a fan with is that at TRS Coral for breakfast, they only have a sit down a la carte restaurant. If you want a buffet, you have to take, they have golf carts that run around the resorts constantly because they're so big, and you'd have to hop on the golf cart and take it over to Isla Blanca, which is the buffet over at Grand Palladium.
You're like the only person that is bummed that you have an a la carte breakfast.
Yeah. And we never actually tried it. We kept talking about going there and never made it.
I gotta say, I get where George is coming from, because I used to be that, like, I'd rather have a la carte than buffet breakfast. And then I traveled with myself for a very long period of time and really realized that given the option, I would rather be able to just grab my own freaking breakfast and do my own thing.
Well, it depends on kind of what you have planned for that day. If you've got, you're getting ready to go on an excursion or something, you definitely want grab and go.
You want grab and go. You want something, access to fresh food. So do they have, you have a butler. Did you have room service? Is that an option for breakfast?
It is. We did room service, I think, one day for lunch. I believe it's 24-hour room service, too.
So do they deliver on the beach if that's where you are?
Don't know. Never went to the beach. Never even saw it.
Okay, or the pool, wherever you are, not necessarily just room service to your room.
So no, they would deliver it in through your room. So gotcha. You'd still have to meet the room service guy at the door. But if you're in one of those beachside resorts or rooms, you just grab the pool guy and he'll take your lunch order.
Did you have to make reservations for the restaurants?
You do. You do have to make reservations. So this is the one knock that I have about this particular resort, and maybe there are other ones are the same way. They have an e-butler form that you fill out before you go. So it asks your name, your email address, who you booked through. And then it asks a bunch of things about what you like. What pillows do you like? Everybody gets a bottle in the room, so what would you like? The first time we did it, they asked about aromatherapy, and there was a bunch of questions they asked. Oh, what do you want in the mini bar? You'd fill it out. You'd get a confirmation email that said, hey, we got your request. Somebody from our butler staff would be in contact in 24 hours. And it was crickets. So then I heard that, well, you're only supposed to fill it out 7 days before. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, this was a few months before. So 7 days before, I filled it all out again. Nothing. So we got there and it was exactly what you expected. The pillows that I wanted weren't there and the mini bar wasn't stocked the way that I wanted. So we talked to our butler about it. And like a day later, she said, yeah, I finally found your form that had this stuff in it. But it's a great idea. I just don't think the process is the best.
The follow through is not there.
Yeah, and I don't think the people that need to know it get that information. So the guy that stocks your mini bar and the butler staff and that kind of thing. But once I told her what it was and she found everything, they brought the pillows and the bottle and the mini guy came and took out what I didn't want and added more of what I did want. So not a big deal, but just something to know.
No point in filling out the form. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to fill it out, don't expect much from it.
That seems to be, I've heard that from a couple of the properties too.
Yeah, I have too.
Not working too well right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so food quality is good. What about the booze? Were they good? Were they? Be honest, George.
I don't know because I don't do a lot of foo-foo mixed drinks. So I'm a Bailey's on the rocks kind of guy, and that's what I drink all day long. So it's tough to screw that one up because you don't mix it. No. The girls drink, you know.
Wait, sorry. How do you sit out in the sun all day and drink Bailey's on the rocks?
I mean, it's icy.
Cool and refreshing.
In a big Arctic cup full of ice. It's just, yeah. Sip it here, sip it there, yeah.
Sip it everywhere.
That's so sweet and so much dairy. Anyway, all right.
It is. Yeah,
so my question, did they have, because you were in a butler room and everything. So did they have like a special bar just for you?
No, because the whole resort is that way. So there's it's not like there's a club level where you would have club level amenities. That's just standard for this resort.
Gotcha.
So no, I can't think that we had anything really special at all.
So when they were making like frozen mixed drinks, did they make them fresh or did they have the machine going all the time?
I would believe that they had the machine going because I did get a strawberry daiquiri and it had that, you know, syrupy taste. They weren't blending fresh strawberries.
Gotcha. Nope. Okay. Well, that there you go, Lindsay.
Well, and that's you know, that's,
well, they
that's,
put they use enough. That.
That's
there's a difference between though, like making a daiquiri when it's ordered, than having like that churny machine. You know, I mean, it's still a little better. It's still that syrupy mix. That what is it? Island something. Yeah, well, that's. I think that's pretty typical though.
But
yeah.
I'm sure if they did have some fancy bars, I'm sure if you went to one of those, the level of drinks were probably a little bit better than what you're going to get at the pool.
And it wasn't like the standard. So like Palladium, I kind of put them in that little category of where the parent company has a set type of wine that they're contracted with. And that's the same wine in every single restaurant. Is that kind of what this experience was like? Was it different? Did you notice that? I mean, you don't drink, so I'm asking you all these questions.
Well, I did order a bottle of wine one night because we love Moscato, and you cannot get it as part of so far any resort I've been to never seems to serve that. So we bought a bottle of wine, and that was good. Other than that, none of us drink wine. I've never stayed at a Grand Palladium, but I would hazard that the TRS menus and drink menus are probably a step above the regular Grand Palladium stuff.
You have on the show notes that there's 469 suites. That's in the TRS Coral part, right? Or is that the whole?
Yeah.
Wow.
No,
yeah,
there's 600, I think, at Grand Palladium.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's just, I think I figured it out, and it was just over 1,000 rooms total at these three resorts.
So is there anything like in the family section, like water parks or anything like that, that people would, I don't know, make it stand out kind of?
So family selection's big draw is that it's club level and that if you are an adult, you can use the TRS Coral amenities.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a place for like a destination wedding and you got mixed generations, this is the place to go, because the adult only people can stay at TRS Coral. The families can stay at Family Selection, and then the adults can basically go between the two resorts without an issue. And then the kids have, the families with the kids at Family Selection have full access to Grand Palladium as well. So for a destination wedding, it kind of fits everybody in, and boy, was there a lot of weddings there.
Oh, wow. So it's basically yeah. like three resorts in this complex.
Yep. Basically. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. So was there anything, what was at Grand Palladium then for the kids to do?
Don't know. Didn't bring any kids and never even stopped over there.
Other than okay.
Got no kids.
He's like, I got adult daughters.
So I'm going to stay over here anymore. Where there's all the adult yeah. people.
I got to tell you though, even go over to Isla Blanca for breakfast, I can't remember seeing more than a handful of kids. We did go the last week of April, first week of May. So I think it was just after spring break and before school ended. So it was in that sweet spot of time where people aren't pulling their kids out of school. So there really were almost no kids there that I saw.
So like I'm looking at the list of the restaurants and it looks like they yep. have, you know, a French, an Italian, a Mexican.
Yep.
You know, that kind of stuff. So did anything stand out for you guys? I know you're kind of a super taster.
So the one thing we didn't do is they actually have a Thai restaurant we didn't Ooh. Get a chance to get to. And oh. then they have a Japanese restaurant, which we've done at every resort we go to. So we decided to skip that one. And we did the Chic Cabaret. Ooh. So it literally is a cabaret. It's a whole dinner show theater Ooh. With a stage and singing and dancing and some acrobats and I don't know, it was like six incredible. Courses maybe, and every couple of courses they'd bring out a shot and they'd go through this little Mexican thing and everybody do a shot of whatever it was they gave you that time, and
that was pretty good.
It was a Oh, no.
Okay. I was like, this sounds like an upcharge.
Yeah. I think it was, boy, how much was it? I think the bill came to $225 for the four of us. Okay. So maybe $59, I think, something like that extra per person.
Mm-hmm. Was it worth it?
The food quality was great. Some of the stuff I didn't even know what it was I was eating, but it was like, wow, that was really good.
That's adventurous. Didn't
know what you were eating.
Yeah, I know. They flashed the menu on the screen ahead of time, real quick, and I'm like, oh, all right, well, okay.
I give that. So
yeah, I can't remember exactly. There was one thing I had that. It wasn't a flavor. The texture was just so weird. I couldn't eat it.
What is it with? I swear, my husband, like that's the roadblock to Flavor Town for that man. A lot is like if the texture is off, it's done.
It was like a weird tofu-y, gooey.
Probably yeah.
No, nope, hey, that's
but
coming
you
back
tried
out.
It.
I yeah, did try it.
Tasted
like,
it.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh, I remember what it was. It was like raw salmon. Like, no, I don't like that's salmon yummy. Cooked. So oh,
I love raw yeah. salmon.
But yeah, that show was really cool. So it's definitely an experience to go to. And it's a cabaret. Costumes are skimpy and yeah.
So like big cool. feather headdresses and stuff.
Yep. That,
like
yeah.
Vegas looking.
Yep.
Cool. That actually sounds really, really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Yeah, the music was great.
So they had the cabaret. Were there different, like, night theme nights? They all do the different theme nights, right?
So, like, yeah. Sandy and Elizabeth, I'm back in the room by 8 o'clock. So.
Hey, my last trip, I did see the shows. We didn't talk about it, though, but yeah.
Yeah. I would assume that they do a white night, and I think somebody said they had a silent disco, but yeah, we didn't make any of that.
Your girls don't do that either?
No, my oldest one is, she's 29, but she's really 49.
hope she doesn't listen to this, George. My God.
I don't care. She's actually here visiting this week. So, yeah. No, when she goes on vacation, I mean, she works in healthcare, so when she's on vacation with us, she wants to do nothing but sit around and sip a drink and read a book.
Totally valid.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, going out dancing is not her thing. Yep.
It's so funny that she's like, that's a young person's thing.
Yeah. So it's funny, there were two steakhouses. One was El Gaucho that we went to first, and that was an Argentinian style steakhouse. Okay. And it was okay. Some of the cuts of meat weren't the ones that I would normally choose. They didn't have fillets, which I guess isn't a common cut in Argentina. But later we went to El Dorado, which is an American style steakhouse, and that's what was over in the Village area, and that was fantastic. The meat cuts were, I had a great ribeye and my daughter had the filet. So even though there were two steakhouses, they were considerably different on the menu. And so it wasn't like if you went to one, you went to the other. And then the final night we went to, didn't have a reservation. We weren't sure where to go. So we went to a restaurant called The Nest, and it's over in Family Selection. So it didn't even show up when you're looking at TRS. It didn't even look up. It didn't show up on their restaurant list. So I WhatsApped our butler, and she made us the reservation, and we went over there, and we decided to sit outside. It was the first five nights were hot, and then the last 2 days I didn't even go in the pool because it was cool. So it was the last night, so it was nice and cool. We sat outside, there was a nice breeze. The manager comes out and says, hey, thanks for coming, and why don't we do like a big family style, and we'll bring out a little bit of everything. And
nice, sure, okay.
So you go inside, and they had a big bread and salad buffet inside. So you could go make your salad bar and grab a bunch of different kinds of breads and come out. And then they brought this giant wood plank covered with food. And I mean, it had two fillets, and it had two ribeyes, and it had a lobster and shrimp and like yowza.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds really good.
Like my kind of buffet.
I'm kind of hungry now.
It was really good. Yeah, and then we barely got through that. And how about we bring out a dessert platter? Sure. Go right ahead. So it was the same thing. They brought out a couple of every dessert they had on the menu.
Nice.
Yep. So that was fantastic.
I love it when they do that. Because if you can't decide, then you can kind of just have a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Goodbye to this one, bye to that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Without like reaching onto someone's plate.
Yeah.
They might get mad, you know.
Yep.
But you were all family, though. You could have done that.
It depends on your family.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So all in all, yeah, great resort. We've already, every time, I have a reservation next year set up for Majestic back in the Dominican, and we're looking, going, I wonder how much TRS is that week.
Oh, look at you.
But yeah, I definitely think we'll be back there. The only drawback for me was the, when they did the room upgrade, we were in a different building than the girls, and we happened to be directly across the pool from where the DJ sets up. So the two big PA speakers were pointed right at our room. It wasn't bad. It was 2 hours every couple of days. And then after the DJ was done, they'd have live entertainment. So they brought in like three girls, one playing a violin, and the other had a saxophone, and they brought a guy playing guitar. So every day it was something different with a different kind of instrument, and they'd play for an hour or two. So it wasn't awful.
I like that. I kind of like being able to hear the entertainment from my room, because then I don't feel like I'm missing out on so much.
See, you got entertainment even though you weren't, you know, up after 8 o'clock.
Yep. 12 to 2. I'm okay with that. That's a good time. 2 hours. That's my limit.
Very good. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So on behalf of Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.